This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Woo! 7 days out. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know why Media Matters and CNN and everything think that, like, we're scripting everything with Trump, scripting everything with Roger Stone? It's because that's how they do stuff. They get top-down orders. They came in and said, hey, Danny Williams is having a press conference. And I had said, when he was here like 2 weeks ago doing a press deal, I said, did you contact us on Facebook? And I'd interview his aunt 20 years ago. I said, you want to go do it at the National Press Club? And then I kind of forgot about it and wandered off. And then next up, he's at the National Press Club tomorrow, and I'm sure it'll be Jones manipulated the whole deal from behind the scenes. No, that's how you guys do it, not us. Absolutely ridiculous how you were so centralized. Now, let's go ahead. See, you can't beat us because we're not centralized, and we're promoting prosperity. That's like selling snow cones in hell. Now, remember this clip. This is a year ago. Donald Trump unloads on Hillary, Uma Abedin, and Anthony Weiner. What a crew of weirdos. Who would want to hang around with any one of those freaks? They all look like somebody would be like a pervert or something, and they, of course they are. But notice how right he was in the epic rant. Now he's back again. But first, let's go to that clip. Here he is.
So Uma now is one of the people that it all sort of came through Uma. Who is Uma married to? One of the great sleazebags of her time. Anthony Weiner. Did you know that?
This is April 2015.
She's married to Anthony Weiner. You know, the little bing, bing, bing. I love you very much. So... now, think of it.
By the way, they come out and claim Trump hates white people. He's got a big wild card.
He's getting classified secrets.
It's not exactly what Andy Williams might be able to close.
Who's a perv. Oh, he is. He is. So she's married. Now, these are confidential documents. She's married to this guy who's... and guess what happens to Anthony Weiner? A month ago... I see he went to work for a public relations firm. Do you believe it? Now, if you think that Uma isn't telling Anthony, who she's probably desperately in love with, in all fairness to Anthony, because why else would she marry this guy? Can you believe it? Can't see straight. But if you would...
Can't wait till we have this guy's present.
So Uma's got... it's coming through Uma. She's got a lot of stuff, a lot of information. Who knows? So she's married to a bad guy. I know Anthony Weiner for a long time. I knew before they caught him with the bing, 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 right? And he was a bad guy then. It turned out that he was a really bad guy. So she's married to Anthony Weiner. Do you think there's even a 5% chance that she's not telling Anthony Weiner now of a public relations firm what the hell is coming across? Do you think there's even a little bit of a chance? I don't think so. Are there any...
now, let's go to this latest clip. We'll go out to break with this, where he says they may have found the motherlode. Will Trump be right again? I mean, you know, some are saying a smokescreen. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe Limbaugh's wrong. Here it is.
If she never heard the word email, do you think she'd be a very happy woman today? Now, it was just learned, by the way, that they found 650,000 emails on the current investigation of somebody else. You know, in the diamond business, in the coal business, coal, don't worry, we're putting your miners back to work. Clean coal, clean coal. They call. This could be the mother load. You know? This could be the 33,000 that are missing. This could be the 20,000 that are missing. This could be the 15,000 that are missing. 3 weeks ago, they're missing a big box of emails. Think of it, 650,000. What do you have to do 650? Just if you sat and did like this, one, two.
She was collecting three, stuff.
You'd be there for weeks.
He's an operative. You can smell
how
it.
How can you have 650,000 emails? Anyway, they have 650,000 that they found. It was just reported I would think they have some real bad ones, but we're going to find out. Look, hey, maybe not.
Maybe not. Second, third, and fourth hour coming up. Beth Harris, the expert in election fraud, is about to be on the worldwide.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up-your-number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or R-E-V-E-R-I-E.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the articles are up on InfoWars.com. They just went live. We've got top pollsters reporting that the dam has broken. Hillary is hemorrhaging. And that polls show massive swings against her. Now, they've been sampling 9, in some cases, 40, almost 50 points in CNN and ABC polls, more Democrats than they do Republicans. And I tell people this, and they go, really? It's been in mainstream news. So isn't that a form of fixing things? And it's in the WikiLeaks that Hillary said we should basically control the outcome and stage and rig the Palestinian election. That was back when she was Secretary of State. We've got that clip coming up. So to have President Obama say election fraud, what is that? It's crazy. I mean, they know what happened to Al Gore in 2000. I'm a nonpartisan guy, but the evidence pointed towards him being robbed. A lot of conservatives got mad at me. I got dumped on a lot of stations because they're like, well, what do you mean? You know, Bush is a conservative. And I'm like, no, he's not. Well, now we've seen massive, massive evidence coming in of major election fraud since 2000. I mean, certified in Ohio, you name it. So to have Obama counter myself and Trump and say it doesn't exist, but then say, but it's the worst ever, the Russians, we've got to basically federalize it, is schizophrenic. Or maybe they think we're dumb. It's kind of like Bloomberg on Friday said we should let illegals vote and cities are passing laws, let them do it. And but Trump's insane, it's not happening. No, CBS News, they're all reporting all over the country, from Texas to Colorado to New York to Michigan to California, that dead people are voting and illegals are voting. It's going on. There's Bloomberg. Some citizens want their non-citizen immigrants to vote, and it's happening. San Francisco considers opening up local elections to newcomers. It's already happening. My issue here is the integrity of the system is what it's all about. Bev Harris, again, is a former, I guess, federal crime investigator expert, fraud expert. I mean, her whole bio is so lengthy, I don't want to butcher it. We really appreciate her joining us. It's hard to get her on because she really has her nose to the grindstone. We're going to give out her website on there as well. I know there's several, so I'll let her give out the one that she thinks is best. She was behind the whole Hacking Democracy, one of the top documentaries in U.S. history or world history, showing election fraud, documenting it. Blackboxvoting.org is, again, her main site. It's incredible. She's got a new video out today that I'll let her set up and tell you about. We'll play a few minutes of it, but the full video is on blackboxvoting.org and Infowars.com. But for anyone to say it doesn't exist just isn't living on planet Earth. So I want to ask her what she thinks that signifies and what early info she's seeing with early voting that we know some of the heaviest ever recorded. And they were saying they thought it would show Hillary having a lead early on, but for some reason it doesn't show that. So now the press isn't reporting it. And I understand Bev probably doesn't have a dog in this fight. I haven't asked her what she thinks of Donald Trump or Hillary, but is just trying to work on the integrity of our system. That's why she's the leading advocate and researcher, in my humble view and in most people's view, on elections here in this good old USA. So, Bev, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, it's nice to be back. Yeah, I have been working a lot.
What is the best website to give out? Blackboxvoting?
Blackboxvoting.org, yeah.
All right. Where should we begin?
Well, you know, we've found some new information, and I think it's the missing piece that we didn't have before. A gentleman by the name of Benny Smith out of Memphis, Tennessee, discovered what I would characterize as a master key, which essentially lets one person control with invisibly and with remarkable precision down to the precinct level and down to the type of voting, early voting and so forth, or whatever type they want, many different locations at once, multiple counties and multiple states. It has actually been in the system since it's put in the system in 2001, but it came into wide use in 2006. But it kind of took someone with a special set of skills to know what to look for. He didn't just do like most of the people did, where he says, well, let me just look at the program and see what I think. He is a guy who has some background in political forecasting and so forth. And he knew what would be needed. He kind of went, let me design what I think would be needed in order to succeed with widespread election fraud. And after he did that, he went, now let me see if the pieces that I know are necessary are built into the system. They should not be. And he was amazed when he found, after looking at the file, that the pieces were built in to commit very large-scale fraud using a feature that had been very little known before.
And you have this amazing video on your site. We've also just published it, How America's Elections Are Hacked, Missing Link Discovered. Top election fraud expert Bev Harris exposes election electronic voting machines. This is a big, big deal. So let's take some time out and walk through this amazing discovery.
Sure. Well, you know, the thing that he felt was needed, which I didn't really understand until I met him and actually started putting together this video. He said, said the one thing you need, the key element, is you need to have the votes counted as fractions. You need the votes to be counted with decimal places, like you count money. You have to have not just if a vote is a dollar, you also have to have cents on the end of it. It's like 16,000.31, right? Why do you need, now that will not show. It's hidden. But you need that because, and he said, you know, you never, there's one thing you don't know, you can't know before the election, and that's how many people will show up at each polling place in each precinct. So if you start doing things like, I'm going to do every third vote, or I'm going to add 100 votes here, you're going to get, you're not going to be very precise. Instead, you need to do what in finance they call an allocation. You say, whatever number of people show up, the guy is going to get X percent of those votes, whatever they are. Now, think about this. If you have 100 votes and you say, my guy's going to get 43%, that's 43 votes. But if you have 99 people show up, what's going to happen? You're going to end up with 42 point something, something, something votes. So if your system is not capable of counting votes with decimals, it can't do that allocation. And what he did was he knew that that's how it would have to be done, and it would have to be very specific down to the precinct level. So he actually went looking and said, let me see. The databases can be configured any way you want, and they should be configured and used to be configured to count each vote as a whole number. It's called counting it as an integer, a whole integer. So he went in and looked and said, let me see. It should count it as a whole integer. And sure enough, they had changed the setting in all of the voting machines in America. Now, this is the master computers. This is not the machines out in the precincts. This is the master computers that control all the voting machines.
Bev, this is incredible. And again, time and time again, you and your researchers tirelessly around the country have exposed the different ways they're doing it. And so I guess as a top fraud investigator, you're able to reverse engineer, okay, if we are going to steal it, how will we do it? Let's look for this. And then sure enough, you've caught them dialing in remotely.
Yeah. You know, with you, in other words, anybody can sit there and go, well, this looks like a vulnerability, theoretically. This is not a theory. This is real. This is something that was put into the system. They actually changed the setting. We can actually go back and figure out, now that we know it, exactly the date that the setting was changed and that it migrated to all the other manufacturers in the U.S. So now, at this point, votes, the setting is in there to be able to allocate votes by percent to in basically 99% of the votes in the U.S. Now, what that means is that, and then he went on and he basically proved it. He said, now that I know that's in there, I think I can allocate the votes. And it is stunning when you see the demo.
Let's be clear. You're fighting this in the voting software. You go in. It's this algorithm or system to be able to basically program it to show the outcome you want by shaving votes. I mean, in a layperson who's not an expert like you or a top computer programmer, what's happening?
Yeah, and think about this. You've got all these different precincts. You know, it's been so hard to watch TV knowing what I know and watch them up there getting it completely wrong. And you see these people on TV saying, well, including so-called experts, which I'm so disgusted with at this point, like, well, it couldn't be done because the blah, 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 blah. Now, this can be done by one or a couple of people across whole jurisdictions. I actually didn't want to write the story unless I was absolutely sure. So not only did I see him do it, but I had him show me how it was done. And I took some vote databases, real vote databases that I have. One of them was the entire state of Alaska, the vote database from the 2004 election. I was able to change every precinct in the state of Alaska in 4 seconds.
Whoa. Bev Harris is our guest, top election fraud expert, the woman behind, of course, exposing 2004, 2000, 2008, 2012. It's been certified in multiple states that fraud was taking place. The lady behind the top documentary out there on election fraud, Hacking Democracy with HBO, and in live time with the computer experts, they are manipulating and changing the votes. If you're a radio listener, it's on screen for people at Infowars.com/show. We're going to skip this network break. This is too important. We then have the article on Infowars.com, how American elections RHACT as missing link discovered. This is bombshell. Top vote fraud expert Beth Harris exposes electronic voting machines. I mean, this is so upsetting that I'm sitting here actually getting short of breath. I mean, this rarely happens. I'm having an anxiety attack on air, folks. That's a normal response, by the way, because this is just so painful to know. We've got the WikiLeaks where they're rigging the polls, telling them how to oversample. We've got them, you know, how to set up the Bernie supporters. We've got them how to manipulate the media. And just to see the corruption, to know the corruption that Bush was involved in and nobody got in trouble, and just to see it getting worse and worse and worse, and now to have you with the smoking gun evidence, this is just unbelievably amazing. I'm just asking, how do we get this out to everybody, Bev?
Well, you're quite a help, and I'm going to be sending it out to all of my lists and all of my media lists. And, you know, this is maybe the mainstream press is a little scared to report this at this point, but I do know that mainstream press has actually come to Benny Smith's house and videotaped this, and they know about it. So if in a week or so we don't start seeing this in the mainstream press, it's because we know why. You know, the same old, same reason they don't report WikiLeaks, because they know about it.
Well, that's right. And again, if it's Bush or the Republicans involved in chicanery, well, that's something, you know, it has to be exposed. But if it's Hillary and George Soros and these big multinational combines and the big banks that are 20-1 giving to Hillary, it's the very same kleptocratic corporate system that wants to block a populist movement. I mean, taking Donald Trump out of the equation. Clearly, the big powered money interests do not want Trump in. They do not want Brexit to happen. They do not want Russia to get out of the EU. That's my view on it. Or to have Russia, you know, get out of the whole globalist relationship with the EU. That's my view on it, Beth Harris. What is your view?
Well, you know, you said something that really resonated with me when you said you almost get short of breath and so forth. The difference between this, which is called fraction magic. If anybody just wants the simple route, they can go to YouTube and put in two words, fraction magic, and they will get to this video. But the difference is this is really real. And even though I've been doing this work for so many years, and of course you have too been doing this kind of work, when you see that something is really real, it still takes your breath away.
Yes.
It's still incredibly painful. And I had the same reaction. This is painful to watch and painful to know about, but it's really real.
Wow, I didn't know you had the same response. It's knowing you're being robbed. It's like coming home and your stereo and your grandmother's vase is gone and your wife's jewelry is gone. That's happened to most of us, and you're out of breath. It's not losing the things. It's the feeling of violation. I think
it's coming up against, I have this reaction when I come directly up against abusive power. There's another clip in the video that's quite shocking, which was video taken during an investigation in a particular election by me and a Florida citizen named Susan Pinchon. And you see actual video power. Are you there?
I'm sorry. I think you hit your, please repeat it.
Okay. Anyway, use the actual video of abuse of power, and you have that terrible reaction where, in a legal requirement required by the courts, they are supposed to turn over the list of the information on their election computer, and she catches them running out of the building with the computer. Now, when you see stuff like that, it's abuse of power. You know what you're facing, and they treat you very badly, and they just get very... They start blaming you for the fact that they're running out of the building with the computer, and
wow,
you had the temerity to videotape them doing that. You see this guy in the video saying, "Get that camera out of my face and get her away from me." You know? Well, yeah, you're running out of the building with the computer with the election information that the court has ordered you to turn over. But it's when you confront abuse of power up close and personal, it is extremely painful, and it takes courage to do. And I just take my hat off to the citizens that are out there doing work to actually open up the government and get it transparent again and take it back.
Beth Harris, I've been on air 21 years. I've interviewed you probably 30 times over the years. I've never been this blown away watching the video It's on screen right now for radio listeners. They can go to Infowars.com. It's in the article, How America's Elections Are Being Hacked, Missing Link Discovered. This is just so bombshell. Or just go to blackboxvoting.org. Fraction Magic is the top story there on the left. Get this video from YouTube and make it go super viral. Bev, if it's okay with you, I'd love to mirror the video on my Facebook.
Sure, of course.
Fantastic. So we'll upload it to InfoWars channel so that our millions of subscribers can see this. This video needs 50 million views. In fact, every voter in America, you know, they're talking about 100 million people voting or something. Everybody needs to see this and understand this is going on. I mean, this is probably undoubtedly the most shocking election news, the most bona fide, caught red-handed, built in to manipulate the outcome, and then people running away with the computers like something out of a Hollywood movie. I mean, I am speechless. So I'm going to play a minute and a half excerpt that's the intro to the piece, and then when we come back from break, we can actually play the part she was just talking about for radio listeners with audio again. But Bev, just spend a few minutes now, again, for new listeners that just tuned in, describing what type of system this is, how many machines this is on, how this is done.
Yeah, this is the – now, everybody thinks about the voting machines out in the precincts. As Benny Smith, who developed this, basically figured this out, says, why go to those machines? I wait for the votes to come to me. At the end of the day, all the votes come to one central location.
So it's the central tabulation center.
That's where they're controlled.
Okay, start over. I'm sorry. This is so incredible for me because we're all being robbed here, folks. We're all not being robbed of our refrigerator that's bad enough or our car. Our literal republic, our democracy, and we have this champion, this Joan of Arc, literally. I don't want to kiss your – I mean, you're an amazing lady. Thank God for you, Bev. You just keep – what scares me how it's so few people that keep coming through over and over and over again in this fight, like you know, the folks at Project Veritas or you or Julian Assange. I mean, Bev Harris is right up there with those folks, and we all have this sense of being robbed. But the good news is we can do something if we get this video out. So start over for folks. Explain how it's done.
Yeah, and so there's this one central computer, which at the end of the day, all the votes come to it. That's where you take it. You don't run around to 5,000 different things in precincts. You wait till the votes come to you, and then you have your way with them. And it's very, very precise. It's invisible, and there's absolute. It doesn't matter whether the system's on the internet or not. None of the stuff that they say is a protection matters at all. You have your way with them. Then you, once you control the votes in whatever way you want, for whatever target you want, you know, the election is done. Now, there is something new that can be done, and this is really exciting because it's kind of scaring the pants off of them, actually. And at the very end of the video, I make sort of a cryptic reference to it, but we didn't realize that more than half of the voting machines in the country now take a picture of every ballot. Even the touchscreen machines that supposedly have no paper are keeping an image of every ballot. But now think about this. You run a paper ballot through, and it takes a picture of it, and that's just an electronic file, right? You should be able to get that under public records request, right? It's just a file, and you ought to be able to get all those images. In fact, there was one county in California that was putting all those on the web. Why not? When they put them all on the web, guess what happened? Everybody looked and found out there was a whole precinct that never got counted at all by the machines.
Wow.
Essentially, these ballot images are and must be public record, and people must ask for them. Now, let me tell you what happened when a gentleman from Arizona asked for them. He said, okay, I want under my Freedom of Information rights, I want all your ballot images. Basically, you can do your own recount that way, right? And we did find that they do not succumb to the fraction magic attack. Well, when he asked for them, they said, we destroy them every day.
Oh, my goodness.
What do? You bleach bit and a hammer? I mean, what's going on here? It's a crucial audit record, and it's against the law to destroy them.
Yeah, Hillary ought to hire them.
He went to a judge. He got a temporary restraining order to block them from destroying them in the November.
Well, Bev Harris, stay there. This is the most bombshell interview ever. I mean, we're both breathless here. I know a lot of you are. This is so documented. When you see the video, it's on blackboxvoting.org. It's on Infowars.com, the stories. Get it out to everybody. I never even knew this, but I'm sure Drudge is going to want to link to this. This is so huge, or to your investigation. Regardless, it needs to get out there. We're going to upload these videos right now to our Facebook, into our YouTube. We're going to take this interview with Bev and edit it down, basically cut me out, and put it out tonight to go viral. Oh, wow. But I'm also very excited because I think this is probably the strongest evidence she's ever gotten. We'll ask her if I'm right when we come
back.
We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or R-E-V-E-R-I-E.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Trick or treat. Steal your votes. Steal your country.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
There's nothing bigger when it comes to theft, I guess, than taking somebody's life. There's nothing bigger when it comes to theft unless it's murder, and that's election fraud. That's stealing someone's country and then acting like, hey, you voted. You're all for it. You support it. And then to have Obama. I mean, imagine if Bush would have said there's no such thing as election fraud, period. No, they would just deny they were doing it. And both sides were doing it. Bev Harris is an American writer, activist, and founder of Black Box Voting, Inc., a national nonpartisan nonprofit election watchdog group. She helped to popularize the term Black Box Voting while authoring a book of the same title. I've been interviewing her for like 16, 17 years. In 2003, she discovered the source code of a voting machine manufacturer, Diebold Election Systems, which now operates under the name Premier Election Systems. After examining these files, Harris wrote an article, July 8, 2003, detailing how the bypass passwords and manipulate election results on Diebold GEM's central tally system. It's all done centrally. Harris filed a whistleblower lawsuit alleging that Diebold Election Systems had made false claims when selling their system to Alameda County, California. Diebold paid the state of California $2.6 million to settle the case. Blackboxvoting.org has now released, and she's done hundreds of other big, epic, you know, wins for everybody. Now, they have documented how they, at the central tabulation systems, regardless of what type of machines they are, can then take the data and shave it with an algorithm or fraction magic that anybody that's, you know, had math class knows about. And they have video of it. This should be the number one story in the country. It's bigger than even Hillary and the emails and the corruption. This is so huge. I want to play a minute and a half intro where it's her description. And then the film gets really powerful. Here it is.
There's a lot of assumptions being made by the public. And when you actually go out in the field and try to authenticate each step, it's very surprising, really.
I'm tired of her camera being on me. I don't want her near me. Okay.
And there's no this lady.
In other words, we're not able to give them what they want at all.
Hey.
Watch what happens if you cap a candidate's results at 43% or any percent.
And for radio, this isn't very powerful. Video it is. It just shows how to do the math. In front of me, I'm going to show it on the computer screen happening. Controlling results by precinct requires use of decimals.
And now imagine if the default setting is to hide the decimals. Right now, the GEMS program is installed and counting votes in 25 states and 616 jurisdictions. But fractional counting began to migrate from the GEMS program into other vendors. Voting systems which count votes as fractions may count as many as 99% of all American votes in 2016.
We have these systems that are just simply not operating in a way that's accountable to
the public. And again, we're going to take this mini film, and with our big production crew and everything, obviously put out some special reports today over the next few days. I want to get the crew to be on this 100% because the public back in 2000 wasn't awake to fraud like they are now. They are supercharged, mega awake. And then it just gets more powerful as they go, breaking it down. Bev, do you think that's an accurate statement to say people are more informed now about election fraud than they were in the past?
Yeah, I think that, and you know, they really jumped on Trump when he said, I might not necessarily accept the result, and they acted like it was undemocratic. No, what's undemocratic is to tell the public and the candidates that they must accept a result that they can never authenticate. That is not democratic. We were not set up like that, and the public has an absolute right to be able to authenticate every essential step of the election. So telling us that we have to accept it but we can never see the evidence is the most I don't even have words for what that is. I don't know what that is. It's propaganda.
It's total contempt. It's total hubris.
Yes, it is. It's impunity. It's like we can do what we want. And, you know, you mentioned that you said that it was we were a nonprofit. I want to update you on that because we stripped the nonprofit status away from, we ourselves did, from Black Box Voting in January of this year. And there's a reason for that. As a 501c3, I was not permitted to say anything that could help or hurt a candidate. And I knew coming into this year that I could not have that restriction on me, so we basically stripped that out, and we are operating as a sole proprietorship right now. I'm running it, and I'm doing the exact same work, but let me tell you a little bit partisan, but I don't really care, you know, it's not about the candidates and which one wins, but it's about the process, right? But one thing that I have noticed with the Clinton machine is that they telegraph what they're going to do. They build a media narrative around it so people will accept the result. And so one thing that has alarmed me very much is that I've been watching a media narrative that basically is targeting Georgia, Utah, and now Alaska, indicating that those are in play and they might go, you know, might reverse trend and go for Clinton. Georgia, Utah, and Alaska are some of the very few states who are 100% using this system with the fractional count. And each one is controlled by one central power. So knowing what I know about what this system can do, if they said, if this particular GEM system was going to be used statewide, which states would it be? There's only four. There's Georgia, Utah, Alaska, and Mississippi. That's it. So to see three of the four suddenly saying they're in play, what a surprise. They haven't been for years and years, but now they're in play. That telegraphs to me that they plan to take those states or try.
You know, Bev, I'm not just saying this. It's so amazing to talk to somebody who's so immersed in this and, of course, was a storied, very successful fraud investigator previous to taking this on, to be able to have you on and know and see how astute you are, because almost everybody else I talk to in the media or in research doesn't get it, but the mainstream media and the big think tanks will tell you what they're going to do before, how they package the propaganda, how they roll it out, and exactly, they're telling us that those states that were normally Republican are now going to go for Hillary. And as you said, you're more of a liberal, but a classical liberal, a real liberal, the type of liberal I respect that tells the truth no matter what. So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but as a liberal, is it not clear that Hillary and the media are trying to sell the idea that there is an election fraud and that Trump's going to lose by a landslide when the polls and everything else show something opposite?
Let me put it this way. Of course, things have been very surprising of late, but if she is still viable in any way, whether or not she wins, she will win.
Wow. Please say that again.
Whether or not she wins, she will win. Now, she may be removed from office afterwards, and as you may recall, Richard Nixon was right in the middle. He had been 4 months into Watergate scandals and was reelected and removed from office later. But what's so disturbing about that is, you know, there's actually some Republican elites who might prefer getting her in and removing her from office.
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
They can't control.
Of course, exactly, exactly. The whole power structure is against Trump. I mean, whether he's perfect or good or bad, I mean, if we claim we're against the corrupt power structure, then how could we not be for Trump? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, and I really feel like this is, I'll say this as well. Whatever anyone thinks about the candidate, I will say that when he has brought to the front the issue of tampering with elections, it's one of the most important services that could have been done in the United States ever. Really important, because it was taboo for the media to talk about it, and it forced them to talk about it. Now, they put a whole bunch of, you know, happy faces on it. Well, it can't be done because blah, 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 which was kind of nonsense, but it forced it out into the public, into the open. And I think, you know, that's kind of the beauty of actually having the real public actually pick their candidate, is because you may get someone who, at first glance, you kind of go, I don't know about that. But it can make the pendulum start to go back the other direction when that happens. And I just think that alone was just so important, because we cannot, I mean, if not now, then sometime, if we keep doing these unauthenticatable mystery elections, there will be a perfect storm, and there could be something that becomes very destabilizing. We need to solve this problem.
Bev Harris, I tell you, pure veritas from blackboxvoting.org, founder. Now it is a profit think tank for free speech. They can be more effective, so be sure and go to that site and support her work. No one on the left, no one on the right, no one internationally cannot say she is the highest respected for her integrity, whether it was on HBO or NPR or Vice or CNN or Fox News. Everyone has to admit this woman goes where the story is. She exposes Republicans. She exposes Democrats. She exposes it all. And you just heard her in deep research, fraction magic voting going on in key states where they can remotely at the Central Tabulation Center shave the votes, pre-program it, and then hide it. Total proof these election machines are Pandora's box, absolutely foisted. The establishment wants us to be asleep, to not know this is happening. But just covering this today, I want to thank DrudgeReport.com for caring about our elections. It's top linked, middle column, red linked, how America's elections are hacked, missing link discovered, vote fraud expert. Bev Harris details it. It is now up there on Drudge. Quite frankly, the article is important. The video is powerful. But I think this interview is even more illuminating. I mean, this, I'm 21 years on air. I am having trouble actually talking at this point. This is So incredible. If people haven't seen the video, if they just tuned in to what Bev Harris was saying, I'm going to add a link to the article that's on Drudge, and I'm going to tweet right now at Real Alex Jones, if you guys can tweet, that you know, a top election expert is exposing smoking gun of election fraud on air now. I mean, because I agree with her that the elite are preparing everyone for Trump to lose, even though she's way behind, even though they're adding 9 points, 12 points, 15, 20 points in the samples, even though every Democrat I know, I mean, folks, almost every Democrat I know now in the last 2 weeks says they're voting for Trump. It's happening all over the country. I can't believe it now. I mean, I would get hissed at wearing a Trump shirt 6 months ago. Now people come over and say, you know what? She is a crook. I'm going for him. She robbed it from Bernie Sanders. And so I think there's a huge landslide for Trump, and I think she's right looking at the pre-narrative, how they're getting everybody ready for him to lose in these key states. I think those are the states we watch. So, Bev Harris, you've got the floor for 5 minutes. A lot of the people tuning in right now, recap the incredible smoking gun. This isn't like you got the code to Diebold and proved they could cheat and then went back and looked at some of the paper ballot evidence not matching. It's not like you caught, you know, the programmers admitting they were stealing it. You have absolute proof on how they're able to do it all over the country, built into it, so they can, you have discovered the built, crafted back door, not some rat hole where they can, you know, maybe do something. You have discovered the smoking gun.
Yeah, and let me tell you who put it in there. Okay, when Benny Smith found this, at first, you know, he said, "Well, you know," I said, "Well, maybe it's just in Memphis where you are." No, no, I got all my databases. It was in all my databases, and then he pointed me to some programmer emails. And following those and some other documents I have, we were able to pinpoint the exact date they put it in there. Now, that date disturbed me very much. It was in June 2001 because I knew that who controlled the company back then was a person who had been convicted of 23 counts of computer fraud and had formerly worked for, you can't make this stuff up, formerly employed by Bud Crow, who was the head of the Watergate Plumbers Unit under Nixon. This, okay, I still have people going, well, it could be in there for an okay reason. It's just that it happens to be able to be used to control all the votes in the U.S. Okay, fine. And it was put in there by a convicted computer criminal.
Wow.
Who spent 4 years in jail.
I was
in the Department of Corrections things, who used to work for one of the Watergate people. But if you can believe what you want if it makes you feel better, but I think it's pretty clear what's going on.
Beyond sensational. Please continue.
Well, again, I want to come back to the fact that the solution is already available to us and doesn't even cost anything. These new machines are all taking pictures of the ballots. The ballots, they should put those on the web pronto. And if you simply, yes, technically you could alter an image, but what you do is you have a serial number on every image, and you also let people go and examine the paper ballots and match up those serial numbers and make sure they match if they feel like it. Game, set, match. You cannot tamper the election very easily at all if you release all the ballot images.
Bev Harris, you have solved it. You have solved it.
People check the ballots.
You've solved it with your team. Have a printer print off a copy. It's got a serial number. There's a digital copy of it. People can spot check it. And we all police our republic.
And guess what? Those things are already available. They're just not letting us at them. So that tells us a great deal. They're already there. And at this point, let's get rid of their excuses, which are turning into so much nonsense, and say, okay, we're done with that. We're done with that. Fraction magic. We are going to look at the ballot images. We're going to look at the ballots. Do what you need to do,
again,
and we're going to look.
Let me just tune in. Bev Harris, the top respected bipartisan election fraud expert, broken more election fraud than every other election fraud expert in this country's 100-year history since we had modern reporting on it to a certain extent. Undoubtedly, total credibility, finding what I believe is her biggest breakthrough yet with this fraction magic. This is actually the Rosetta Stone of fraud. And so I want to ask her, what do we do to reverse this? Because you're saying clearly the fix is in for Hillary. One way or another, she's getting in. I never heard you in the 16, 17 years we've been talking ever using language like that. I mean, this is amazing.
Right. Well, one of the things to do if you've got the clout is to get temporary restraining orders to prohibit them from destroying the ballot images. Why? It's a federal record. They're not even allowed to, but they're doing that. They're turning off the feature. They're saying we need to turn off the feature so that they don't exist. So that's one thing that can be done right now. And whether or not that's done, go ask for the ballot images. Go in there with a USB stick the day after the election and say, I want all the ballot images under my Freedom of Information, right? Put them on this USB stick. Thank you very much. And then if they obstruct or say they don't have them, document it. Videotape it. Document that they have destroyed the key audit record that would authenticate the count.
Wow. Bev, in your decades fighting this, have you ever broken something this big?
No, and I can't say that, you know, you keep giving me all these.
No, I know you don't want the credit, but you're the tip of the spear. You've organized it. All I'm saying is, for everybody listening, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the big enchilada.
It is the big enchilada, and the man of tremendous courage in Memphis, Tennessee, named Benny Smith, who was the guy who found this and unraveled this and basically showed me the key. He called me a year ago.
He is the amazing African-American. He's the amazing.
And I knew when he contacted me that he had the key. I was like, oh, my goodness. And we have literally, I've been putting this guy through his paces. I did not want to report something unless I was absolutely dead certain that it was true.
Well, tell us about.
Let me tell you, it's true.
Tell us about this incredible American patriot on the other side. What a game changer. Final segment with Bev Harris. I'm almost going to just walk off and let somebody else host the next part of the show to be able to get this ready and get this out because, well, it's already out on Drudge. Folks, get it out on Twitter, Facebook. Right now, people are hungry for the truth. Bev Harris and her researchers and this great American have blown it wide open. Incredible, Bev.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I've got a couple more questions for Bev Harris. We have two red links on drugreport.com right now. Please, everybody, get the video that's linked in the article. Send it out to everybody you know. Go to drudgereport.com. It's the easiest place to find it. Get the article, How America's Elections Are Hacked, Missing Link Discovered, Top Vote Fraud Expert Bev Harris Exposes Electronic Voting Machines. But as she pointed out, I'm probably going to change the headline, it's not the machines, it's the central tabulation. So we would say, Vote Fraud Expert Bev Harris exposes how the election is currently being stolen? Or, I mean, you're the expert. What headline do we put on this, Bev?
You're going to have to choose the headline.
I know. I just want to be totally accurate. A vote fraud expert Bev Harris exposes, the big enchilada, or, I mean...
You know, it's... I just call it the magic key. I mean, it really literally is. You picture a janitor going down the hall with a master key jingling at his side. He can open any door with it. There you go. You know, we've basically got...
So you have found the mother load of election fraud.
Yeah, it tells you how to do everything. And, you know... You really can see it depicted, and it's just...
And I know you want to give this fellow credit, and we are in a moment. I want to get him on, yeah. And you back on. Please, please, please. I don't even want you on for months. You've been quietly working on this. Briefly, though, George Soros, 16 states, his company, he's connected to others. He's been caught in a lot of stuff. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I have seen some indicators. Now, there's a company called Dominion. There has been some mistakes where people thought that the Smartmatic was being used. No, Smartmatic hasn't been used here. It's been used in Latin America and a bunch of other places. But he's connected, I think, it's kind of through a couple of hoops, but with a company called Dominion. And Dominion is one of the ones that bought the Premier Diebold stuff, and they have now admitted that they fractionalized the count.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
So a Soros-connected group?
It's sort of connected through a couple of arm's lengths. But it's enough so that I wouldn't call... I think there is some connection. It's just, it's like one of his guys.
Sure, well, that's what he does with Media Matters and everything. That's
Yeah. And I mean, and that's kind of similar, like Mitt Romney kind of got involved with Hard Inner Civic, but it was through his son's, LLC.
And Senator Hagel.
They don't do it directly.
Senator Hagel and all his hanky-panky. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's always going to be a couple of buffers in between.
But Soros-connected group, it looks like maybe admitting to be involved in the whole fraction deal. Wow.
Yeah, they one of their top guys said that they did it. There's a person, there's a group called Defend the Vote in Illinois, and the woman involved with that, Sharon Maroney, actually confronted Dominion and said, and they admitted that they do fractionalize the count, and she asked them why, and they said, for marketing purposes.
Wow, they hide it in plain view. Bev, I know you probably
got to... I don't know what they're selling, but I can guess.
I know you probably got to go, but how do we support blackboxvoting.org?
I really do need it. I have not asked for donations in 4 years because I've just, and this last year, I just basically, my method of doing things I already have is produce, prove, show people stuff, and then it will come to me. And I do definitely need it, because man, I am on and tear. I've got another project right on the...
You're getting $35 from me a month right now to defend my vote. You are awesome. You're defending my children. You're amazing. Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org. Now, if you got to go, it's fine. If you can stay 5 minutes for the next hour to talk about the gentleman that discovered this.
Oh, heck yeah. To talk about Benny Smith, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go to break in about 50 seconds. Any other quick points before we go to break?
No, let's just go to break and then come back and talk about Benny Smith.
All right. Again, Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org, drudgereport.com, fighting for your right to vote. In top links. Get those out to everybody. We're tweeting it at Real Alex Jones. We're going to post these videos. Which has a powerful headline, but I mean, on YouTube, it needs to be named, the motherload of election fraud discovered. Hillary plans to steal it. I mean, we need to get all these videos out. This is incredible. Stay with us.
GCN.
Wow.
Visit GCNLive.com today.